This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
As you guys know, I love stories that have metaphor, you know, attached to it. And I tend to create the metaphor, but hey, it's the way my mind works. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. This is a father, an angry father. And I would venture to tell you that if you're a parent of whatever gender persuasion, you can still relate to this story. And I'm glad that you're here to hear me talk about it in a way that I think you'll understand it. 844-551-8255 if you want to give me a call. This story tells me that sanity still exists in America, folks, despite the narrative of loudmouth leftists. And just for those that don't, maybe new to the program, when I use adjectives to describe leftists or any other form of description of leftists, I'm actually being not being cruel, I'm being nice. I'm demonstrating tough love. I'm telling these people that they need to wake up and understand that they're wrong. I've done entire shows on the psychology of being wrong, how it's okay to be wrong, how it's actually adult to recognize, oh, wow, you know more than I, and it's okay. No problem. I'm learning. We should all encourage ourselves to be around people smarter than we are in certain topics so we can learn and indulge our intellectual curiosity. I hope you still have that. That's probably what makes you most interesting to the people around you. Asking them questions about what they do. Anyway, this story is interesting. This was a press release that came recently. The Spokane Police Department said that it discovered the remains of a 19-year-old male. And the remains were from a man who was believed to be the former boyfriend of the daughter of a guy by the name of John Eisenman. So let me make sure we're clear. 19-year-old male, they discovered his body, his remains, and he is the former boyfriend of the daughter of a guy by the name of John Eisenman. The man was found stuffed in the trunk of an abandoned vehicle. Now you're saying, Kevin, this is pretty morbid. What is this, a cop show? You know, are we going to solve a crime? Going to go through the forensics of it all? No. It's not about that. It's about a kid who was dating a girl, and the boy was found dead. And I'm just giving you the name because I could just say the dad dated the dad, the girl of the, you know, he's the father of the girl. I'm confusing you because I'm confusing myself. Anyway, describing the incident as a complex case, police reported on how the body of the decedent got in the trunk of the abandoned car. Now, supposedly, the 60-year-old Eisenman, the father, avenged his daughter, and thus he murdered the young man who was found in the trunk. Eisenman apparently learned that his daughter had been sold into a Seattle area prostitution ring in October of 2020 by her then now deceased boyfriend. So let's just make sure we're clear on the facts. 60-year-old John Eisenman, father of the deceased girl who had been sold into prostitution. Well, I'm not sure if she's deceased. Anyway, she had been sold into prostitution by the 19-year-old guy who was found in the trunk. And the guy's name, just for those who want to keep up, if you want to research the story, his name, the 19-year-old's name was Andrew Sorensen. Eisenman, who has no prior violent criminal history, has been charged with first-degree murder, and he's being held on $1 million bond. Now, why should you care about this story? And why should Democrats worry about this story? Because Democrats represent the 19-year-old Andrew Sorensen. They have sold America into multiple forms of slavery. And up to now, they've gotten away with it. But only because Daddy didn't know all the facts. You see, Sorensen got away with his crime until somebody tipped off Eisenman about what was happening to his daughter. And with this news, Eisenman acted. And he acted harshly. So here's what I say to the Democrats, and for those of you trying to figure out the metaphor of the story, which I've kind of revealed to a degree. Democrats have lied to America for decades. While they pimped out the nation, they pretended to love and to care about us. You understand? But the woke are now getting a real dose of woke. In other words, those that believe themselves to be, quote, woke are now waking up to the idea that Democrats are nothing but lying, scurrilous, evil people who will prostitute you if they can. They will slip you the Mickey and then let the rest of the party have their way with you. You get what I'm saying? And now they're not happy. These leftists, I talked about it in a previous show, they are starting to wake up. We did a whole thing, two segments on this lady out of San Francisco, Michelle Tandler, who's asking a very simple question of, quote, progressivism. Why is it not working, she's wondering. Why are you ignoring problems? Why are problems not being solved? You know what I've noticed, she said, about San Francisco? No Republicans in sight. Nothing's getting fixed, and it makes me wonder, if we had Republicans, would these problems be getting fixed? Or would they keep kicking the can down the road? So leftists aren't happy, and they're saying, let's go Brandon. The impact of leftist policies have finally made all of America take notice. Self-enslavement over a scandemic. Well, we see how the elitist treat the so-called mandates as they wholly ignore them. Massive inflation due to leftist stupidity at the highest level has caused the ordinary American to see that we've been prostituted. But folks, it gets worse. When word got out that Eisenman killed his daughter's murderer, social media exploded in his favor. I'm a father of four sons, no daughters. But I imagine Eisenman has no regrets over what he did. Further, I bet he would do it all over again. And I suggest to Democrats that they not push America much further, or they'll find out the point that we have no more regrets.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
If you have recurring prescription costs that are hundreds of dollars a month, I'm about to do you a huge favor. We have an A-plus rated Better Business Bureau partner who is a personal friend of mine. He got my father-in-law hundreds of dollars of reductions in his ongoing medical costs for prescription drugs. That number has gone from $210 a month to over $700 a month, and my father-in-law only pays a $60 fee for those meds. Never pay full price for your prescription meds again, folks. You deserve to save this money, and this service really works. Visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com/kevperks. Next, submit the free form, and Jeff's team will call you and get you help. You can also call for more information, 800-678-5013. That number again is 800-678-5013. So start saving that money right away, put it back in your bank account, and tell a few friends. They'll be happy you did.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. 800-908-8216. That's 800-908-8216.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is how we do every day. We be grinding. And if you want to come and text us,
if you love them enough to turn off your music and pretend like their music is your music.
Ah, this is Mommy's jam.
Then surely you'll check nhtsa.gov/the right seat to make sure they're in the right car seat.
Let's play it again.
Check today at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
United Airlines jumped on the vaccine mandate train quickly once Biden announced his unconstitutional and very illegal vaccine mandates. And they can talk about Emergency Use Act and all that emergency use authorization. Fine. For those willing to do it, wanting to do it, go for it. But as far as I'm concerned, violation of my rights as a human being, I don't need the Geneva Convention, the Nuremberg trials, or anything else to tell me that. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson, to you're listening to Common Sense. It's my body. I'll do what I want. And that does not mean if I had a baby, which would be me carrying a separate body inside of me, a very special thing that God gave to women, by the way, that is now looked upon as some evil thing. I mean, we can joke about it, you know, the idea that, you know, women have a cycle and things like this. I mean, it's part of human nature. But at its core, it's God saying, I entrust you, not those other dudes. If men had to carry babies, we would have died out eons ago. 844-551-8255, thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. It's where you can find out more of me about the team, more about me and the team, or more about the team and me, however you want to look at it. But we have a lot of information there. So So yes, God entrusted women with the honor of keeping civilization moving forward. And that honor may look like to women that it offers no power, it offers subservience, etc. Nothing could be further from the truth. And in fact, if you do go to the comedy tour that we'll be having here soon, our comedy adventures, I will tell you, you're going to hear me talk about this in a very funny way. And I'm going to give you a little hint. Don't give me a woman's naughty bits, because I'll rule the world. That's all I'm going to tell you. You want some laughs about that? Come see us when we make the announcement about where we're going to open and where the tour will be. And by the way, if you want to donate to help get the tour going, we love it. We love it. Our raw cost is about $25,000 per location, meaning the location, the event, the venue, all the stuff that's involved, the orchestration, and comedians working on the cheap. That's what it takes. Roughly 25 grand. Anyway, going back to this unconstitutional vaccine mandates and stuff, and where you being in control of your body, and I got a little sidetracked there because I know, you know, the feminist movement says, well, women can do it, it's our body too. No, it's your body until you're carrying another body. Then it's two bodies. I just want to be clear about that. Anyway, this woke nonsense that these airlines have done is making them have to suffer the consequences. And as United experienced recently, they're understanding that their CEO put them in a dilemma. If I were on the board and my CEO said, we're mandating vaccines, I would have said, you're fired. Where are the board members that have any guts? There were some flight cancellations on other airlines, but most of them, and you know, they're weather related and things like that. You expect that when you're an airline industry. But with United, they suffered the brunt, and they blame Omicron for its problems. But the bigger problem with United was their CEO, Scott Kirby. In a business, folks, that needs butts in the seats, Kirby created his own supply chain issues. And this was noted by a guy by the name of Pete Muntean, who writes for CNN's business magazine. And he reported that more than 6,000 flights were canceled on Christmas weekend. Citing FlightAware, Muntean noted that United canceled 201 flights on Friday, which represented 10% of its total schedule. 238 flights on Saturday, representing 12% of its schedule. Well, if that keeps up, folks, let me tell you something. You and I, we will revolt. Now, I'm going to tell you right now, I don't fly United unless it is a last resort. And it has nothing to do with what this knucklehead Scott Kirby did. It has to do with how they treated me when they canceled a very early flight that I had to make it to Vegas in time for meetings. They canceled that flight 6 a.m. in the morning. I was at the airport at 4:30. They canceled my flight. They sent me a notice on my phone. We all migrated upstairs. They said they'd replace the flights. My flight was like $800, and I had to make this meeting that I ultimately had to book on another airline for $1,200. Do you know what United sent me? A $100 voucher. That's what they sent me. A $100 voucher for my inconvenience. Anyway, this is the least of their problems because their customer service stinks. But when you make a flight, you want to go where you want, when you want. And you depend on the carrier to make that happen. And if it doesn't happen, let me tell you what you're going to do. You're going to choose somebody reliable. The reason why I used to fly Southwest in Texas almost exclusively is because I could almost know if I just go to the airport and I want to get to Houston, I'll be in Houston within 2 hours. I may not make the next flight, but I'll make the one after that. You got to the point where you didn't even have to book the flight. You could just show up. Anyway, I can see an ad for a new airline when you absolutely positively must be there on time, except I think that might be taken by a package delivery company. So United cancels all these flights. They already have a reputation for doing this. How long can they last? How long? Now let me tell you what happened with all the flights that got canceled. Here's what happened. According to Don Gilbertson with USA Today, on December 24th, the customer service phone lines were for United, it was taking 25 to 30 minute waits. And when you managed to get through to United's reservation line, you got a recording that claimed significant weather had impacted to its call center staffing, and it urged travelers without flights in the next 72 hours to call back later. So weather or the Wu Flu scandemic, one or the other, these are the climate change of healthcare or climate change are the reason for United's problems. But a United pilot leaked a memo to all the pilots that read, "The nationwide spike in Omicron cases this week has led to a direct impact of our flight crews and the people who run our operation. As a result, we've unfortunately had to cancel some flights." So which is it, United? Is it weather or is it Omicron? 15% of flight attendants called in sick on their assignments. It equates to nearly 700 sick calls every day. I know what's happening.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The feds are trying to sort out a traffic nightmare in Virginia. Thousands of travelers have been stuck on Interstate 95 since yesterday when a powerful winter storm slammed the area. A busy stretch of freeway is still closed through the Fredericksburg area south of Washington, D.C., with no word on when it will reopen. Some traffic is starting to move just north of Fredericksburg, although very slowly. The federal government is expected to resume oil and gas leasing on federal lands in both North Dakota and Montana. The Bismarck Tribune saying the Federal Bureau of Land Management is planning a lease sale in the first quarter of this year with over 6,800 federally owned mineral acres available in eastern Montana and western North Dakota. And you're listening to USA Radio News. The Remain in Mexico policy is back and running.
The Biden administration brought 36 migrants back to the United States for court hearings on Monday under the reimposed Remain in Mexico program and expanded its enforcement of that program into San Diego, California. Candidate Joe Biden from a year ago.
This is the first president in the history of the United States of America that anybody seeking asylum has to do it in another country. That's never happened before in America.
The Biden administration has asked the Supreme Court to intervene and allow them to end the program that blocks illegal immigration. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
The nation's airports still trying to dig out from an avalanche of flight delays and cancellations. So far today, there have been more than 3,500 flights that haven't taken off on time or at all. This comes as the East Coast was hammered by a winter snowstorm on Monday, and that's where today's trouble spots are located. More news at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
It has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Not in a million years would I think I would be discussing Wu Flu to this degree. I would. There's so much common sense thought process involved with all of this. I'm having trouble even finding the words. It's, to me, it's like, why are we even bothering? This is a scam. It should be over. People should be in prison. We should be asking for our money back. Oh, Kevin, I have friends that died from... Yeah, you had friends that died from everything. It's a scam. Cancer's real. It can kill you, but they've never made... Well, Kevin, it's not communicable. Okay, I mean, I get all that. But it's far more deadly. Wow. When do we wake up here? I never thought I'd be discussing this. I remember saying this on the radio over a year and a half ago when this thing first broke. And I said, hopefully this is over soon because I already smelled a rat. But little did we know, folks, what leftists had in store for us. They have used this scam to get so much money from us. And you know what my fear is and why I keep bringing it up? When does it end? When do we turn off the money spigot? And when do we never allow it to happen again? See, this is my problem with conservatism. We don't know how to address problems and say, let's make sure it never happens again. Who pays the money to the airlines? We just talked about United. Who pays the money to the airlines so the government can give them the money that they're now using to extort them? Who does? Somebody remind me. Because last time I checked, we pay for every single thing this government does. And we elect representatives who are supposed to act in our best interest. And this is clearly not in our best interest. In the previous hour, I played a clip of a guy saying, oh, we have to now balance between the science and keeping the economy open. Well, when did science so no longer become the number one priority? It never was. The number one priority is keeping you from being a real citizen, to restrict your freedom little by little. Folks, what is happening to us is the same thing that happened to us in social media, where you can't say anything. There's a guy who wrote a piece. We're not going to talk about it today, but we'll talk about it another time. And he shows, here's how you run this kind of a scam. And let me tell you, there are medical doctors, professionals, who are 1,000 times smarter than Fauci, who will not open their mouths because they don't want to lose their licenses. This is the biggest gangster act that's been happening, and it's happening right before your very eyes. So let me give you some examples. We've got Omicron that is attacking the country. Fauci says we may have to have shutdowns. We may want to require you to be vaccinated now to fly. They certainly want you vaccinated to go eat in public. And I can, it is Jim Crow laws for vaccination. And by the way, people should be supporting the project that we're doing to showcase that. We need to show these people in history for who they are. They're no worse, they're no better, rather, than the people who were oppressing blacks in the 1960s. They're far worse, in fact. Coloreds, whites only, the Klan. They've got a Klan. You won't even hear about their Klan, their KKK. They have the equivalent of the healthcare vaccinated KKK that's running around narking on people. People who have the nerve to curse people out because they aren't wearing a mask and stuff like this. They think they've got some kind of empowerment to do this. But let me tell you about the silliness of Omicron. Not killing anybody of significance. The common cold kills 4,500 people a year. Most people didn't even know that fact until you were listening to this very program. Because I got curious to see. You will not have 4,500 people die of Omicron unless the cold suddenly doesn't kill anybody and they start crediting the cold deaths to Omicron, because Omicron's not deadly. And yet Joe Biden stopped Africans from coming in and he's tried to shut this economy down again. And let me give you some examples. The Smithsonian closed 4 museums due to the Wu flu, Omicron. Hugh Jackman caught the Wu flu. They shut down his show, The Music Man, on Broadway. Now, I've already talked to you about Broadway closings, people having to go home when they're seated in the audience the day of the show. How much are you going to plan if you say, hey, let's plan that family vacation, when you don't know what the airline's going to do? You don't know what the people at the other end, where you're the destination where you're going, what they're going to do. You don't know whether you're going to need to wear a mask, have a shot. Can you eat there? Can you go out? Can you rent a car? Who knows? Let me go on. I mentioned Hugh Jackman. Joe Rogan forced to cancel his show. Why? Because he says, I'm not getting vaxxed. Where's he going to be? In the back. This is a comedian. He's going to stand on a stage in front of many people. It happens every day. World Junior Hockey Championships canceled due to the Wu flu. Westminster Dog Show postponed due to the Wu flu. I guess one of the dogs tested positive. LL Cool J pulled out of New York's Rockin' Eve, tested positive for Wu flu. I'm going to make you a bet. I bet he didn't have any symptoms, nor was he contagious. But we got to err on the side of insanity for this nonsense, because he might get somebody else sick with a disease that's got the likelihood of killing him that's smaller than that of the common cold. I told you guys before, I gave you, and we talked a little bit about it, but the CDC has lied about how big of an epidemic Omicron is, how dangerous it is. Oh, it's super duper, infectious, right? It's super duper infectious, man. Anytime you're around it, if you're like 5,000 feet away, it's not 6 feet for this one, man. I mean, woohoo, they've got some jello pudding. I mean, it's crazy how they're trying to convince you how deadly it is, but it ain't killing anybody. So all they're focused on now is the infection rate. Look at the infection rates. Well, the infection rates could cause a spur in hospitalizations, or it might not, because it's like a freaking cold. We went skiing a couple weekends ago, and I'm up there. Everybody up there's got a runny nose. You want to know why? Because it was cold. Your sinuses tend to run in the cold. So I did a video. Oh, look at all the people with Omicron. Oh, my God. We could all die. 1,000 flights per day were canceled prior to Christmas, mostly due to the Wu flu, though the airlines use weather as their excuse, because weather allows them not to have to pay you back. But what the problem was, they couldn't get flight crews. They couldn't get pilots. There's sick outs going on. I played a clip in the first hour of the guy going, well, we've now got a balance, you know, between science and the economy. What he's saying is, we don't have enough people to do jobs, because people are giving you the big old let's go Brandon, and they're not going to go to work mandated to get a shot because they've been studying it. And I talked earlier about the CDC and the federal government under Team Demento running ads to try to convince you that they're smarter than you are. Don't listen to your own common sense. Don't listen to anybody around you. We have all the doctors, and all of our doctors are telling you what to do. Pay attention to us. Let me ask you, you think United is going to have a good year this year if there's no guarantee you're going to make your flight? How does that bode for an industry that went along to get along with Team Demento? Would you fly United? How long do they think they can last without putting butts in the seat? How much money does United think the federal government can give them for doing nothing before people finally go, look, enough is enough? Royal Caribbean, or Royal Caribbean, is that however you pronounce it? Their bookings declined, and they had increased cancellations, and I'll read this. Royal Caribbean Group, in an update on COVID-19 and Omicron variant impact, said that following a very strong cyber weekend, the company experienced a decline in bookings and increased cancellations for near-term sailings, but to a lesser degree than expected with the Delta variant. What they're telling you is people don't want to go because they're going, let me just make it simple. Would you book a cruise right now and say, ooh, family, we're going to go on a cruise, we're going to have a family vacation, we're going to have a great time, because the likelihood of you going is worse than you getting a United flight. That's why. And so now what else have we learned with the new science? We learned that the tests don't work on Omicron. So if you're getting tested, you're not getting tested for Omicron, so you could be a spreader. It also doesn't work on most other Wu flu variants. There was a story, by the way, of a host, some CNN host, hoarding Wu flu tests. He supposedly wanted them for his family. Well, maybe he did hoard these tests, but not that I consider it hoarding. If you can go buy what you want, go buy them. But I contend that the media wants us to believe that these tests are my precious. Like everybody wants to get tested. Let me tell you something. I don't care about getting tested. I probably had all the variants. Most people are concerned about the cost of living going up, or can they plan a family vacation, or will they keep their jobs? We got bigger fish to fry.
The Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you owe the IRS $10,000 or more in back taxes? Are you being audited or investigated? Has the IRS sent you a letter demanding payment? You may not owe what they claim. Make this free call to the Tax Doctor now. Let them negotiate with the IRS on your behalf.
800-234-0316. 800-234-0316. That's 800-234-0316.
$1 a day. If any covered appliance breaks in your home, we guarantee to fix or replace it. All makes and models, washers, dryers, refrigerators, air conditioners, and more. Guaranteed to be fixed or replaced for $1 a day. Call the Home Service Club now for free information.
800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. 800-413-2816. That's 800-413-2816.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since.
I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@GCNlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
I'm going to warn you right now, I'm not going to tell you stuff you don't already know, but I'm going to reinforce it, and we're going to all celebrate it together. Welcome to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, the Kevin Jackson Show. I happen to be Kevin Jackson. Please go to the KevinJacksonNetwork.com, check it out, get involved, pass it along. I promise you, we won't let you down. Many new listeners come on every day and they send me notes. Kevin, I didn't know who so-and-so told me about you, this, that, and the other, and I'm glad to hear it. Anyway, Americans that have listened to this show certainly realize why I call Joe Biden Joey Demento. It's pretty clear. The guy showcases either dementia or his idiocy, his stupidity, every time he steps into public. Every single time, you can count on Joe Biden. And what's funny, the media admits that they're propping him up. They're trying to make him look better. They want him to look younger. They try to make him look smarter. It is all orchestrated. It is reality TV that is not true TV. It's all pomp and circumstance from the ties they choose. By the way, every president goes through this. I'm not saying that you're not trying to put your best foot forward. Joe Biden has two left feet. And so they've got to do everything. I'm talking, this is the most orchestrated dude since FDR. They don't want you to know, like they did with FDR back in the day. They don't want you to know he's in a wheelchair. So they always make it look like he's just seated. Or they stand him up, let him give a speech. But the dude couldn't walk. And do you know people didn't even realize this? Same with Biden. Except the problem here is the people realize the emperor has no clothes, and they're willing to tell him. And this is why Biden's begging for buttermilk. Hey, please don't report negative news about me. Well, it's impossible, Joey. The media can't even oblige you because he's always doing something stupid, whether it's a policy backfire. We're going to talk about that here on this particular segment. I will prove to you definitively that there is no science involved with WuFlu. There are no experts involved with WuFlu. It is a pack of lies. And all you got to do is listen to the very people putting these things out. They will say it to your face. Leftist folks can admit that if Biden were a Republican, they would ridicule him endlessly. He would be the butt of late night talk shows every single night. So they're not doing it. I guess I have to do it for them. Buyer's remorse is what every one of these leftists is experiencing, even if they don't admit it. Some of them don't even realize it. It's like that racism they have as well. That unknown racism, the stupid things they say and do, black people need our help to get an ID, you know, stupid things like that. They don't even realize how stupid they are. But let me tell you, they got buyer's remorse. Even the ones that are happy that they got rid of Trump, they have buyer's remorse. So much so that even CNN recognizes that Joe Biden has crap for brains as they we've got a clip of them discussing his 20-minute interview with ABC's David Murr. And during the segment, Biden attempted to defend his response to the scamdemic. You know, the thing that he was supposed to eradicate once we got rid of Trump. I'll take care of it. I'll do it. You know, big talk from the pathological liar. He was addressing complaints that people in New York were waiting in lines for hours to receive a WuFlu test. And they may have been. But let me tell you what they were waiting for. They were waiting for junk science. Anyway, Biden repeatedly refers to the 500 million at-home test as pills. The old clown confused the test with the new Pfizer drug that the FDA approved on the same day. Pill, shot, nothing. I will not take anything related to WuFlu, and I have my reasons. Anyway, here's the CNN talking about Biden.
Repeatedly throughout this interview with David Muir, which was recorded this afternoon, President Biden seems confused and, was confusing the half billion tests that they've ordered with the half billion pills. Of course, pills were in the news today with the Pfizer approval of the antiviral. So he corrected himself, but that was one thing that struck out to me. But then simply this administration and the president leading the charge here, really not accepting any responsibility at all for this lack of testing. We've seen these images across the country, long lines, just the inability to get tests. And yes, Omicron came on very quickly here, but it has been almost a month since Thanksgiving where they knew this was coming. So he said he wishes he could have acted faster, but then, explains why he didn't. But the question also is, the at-home tests for January, there is no sense from this administration those will be sent out early in January, as the president suggested in this interview.
So CNN clearly recognizes Biden's confusion. Let me ask you this. Do you think 2022 is going to be a good year for Biden? What do you think? Because I don't think it will be. Oh, real quickly, they are running commercials right now. I don't know if you've seen them. They have a black doctor and a black dude. And the dude is the doofus. And the doctor is a black woman. And she says, I'm giving you all the information. I work, you know, I understand medicine. I'm an MD. I'm an actual MD. And then the other dude's like, yeah, but I've played one in TV. I was an actor, and I know as much as you do. And the objective of the commercial was to say to you, the public, hey, look, they don't know as much as you do. So you need to make sure that you listen to us. Don't listen to them. Don't follow common sense. Don't go looking for things where athletes are dropping like flies. Don't go looking for alternative medicines that you know work, but we tell you that they don't. Don't go looking at the real statistics of how many people have died when they got the poke, or why people can hang metal off their arm where they got the shots, and a host of other things. Don't look for any of that. We're going to deliver you the truth. If you haven't seen these commercials, I promise you, you're either not watching TV or you're not paying attention, because they're everywhere. The government needs to convince you that they're right and you're wrong, and they're willing to use your tax dollars to do it, which tells me this: it isn't working. That's the problem. Anyway, earlier, prior to that comment that the guy made about Biden, the administration, a reporter asked Biden if they failed to see Omicron coming, and Biden laughed and said, how did we get it wrong? Nobody saw it coming. Nobody in the world. Who saw it coming? Everybody sees it coming. Let me make a suggestion to you folks. There will be another variant. So can I say right now, I'm already ahead of the curve. I'm an expert. There will be another variant. It'll probably be less virulent than any of the previous ones, because this is what happens. It morphs. We get better. God perfectly designed our bodies to handle this stuff. Interesting that Biden's healthcare mouthpiece, Fauci the fraud, continually wants to warn us about variants, but they didn't see this one coming. I want to play one more clip, and this is MSNBC talking about the CDC. And I want you to note the number of contradictions in what this guy says, and we'll wrap up at the end.
Is this the right move right now when it comes to sort of loosening these quarantine guidelines for those who are asymptomatic?
Well, I think a lot of it was based on some new information about the transmissibility of the virus in terms of when you're most infectious, either before symptoms and the couple of days after symptoms. The one caveat I would just say, though, that's a lot of that is based on data with previous lineages. I don't know how well we really know that for the Omicron variant. So that's the only question mark in terms of the science. I think a lot of it is based on the fact that we have to try to find a way to keep the country running at some level. And so I think this was a balance between the science and the practicality of protecting our healthcare workers and keeping the country open. I think last week we heard about the requirement for going down to 7 days with additional testing. I supported that because if we lose too much more of our healthcare workforce, we're not going to be able to take care of the people in the ICUs and in the hospital beds. And that's the weak link in this whole epidemic. Now the additional aspects of keeping people in the workforce, the essential workers. So, you know, there may be some quibbles here and there for specific issues, but overall I recognize that the CDC is in a tough spot, and they have to face the reality that we've been messing up testing the last 2 years, and it's really difficult to get a test. And so I think they were driven to do this in part by the realities of our situation right now.
You want to know the reality of their situation? They didn't anticipate your backlash. They didn't anticipate that people would say, screw you. We're not working. We came off the Trump era. We got a little money in the bank. I'll go work. I'll start my own thing. I'll shack up with my former in-laws or whatever. I don't know what you're getting, but whatever you're going to do, you're not going to capitulate. You're not going to give in. And I love how they say, now there's a balance between science and keeping the country open. The balance of what? What do they call them? Essential jobs versus non-essential jobs. Look, folks, 2022 ain't getting any better for the left.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Putting an end to identity politics.
And now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.